Adventures in Collaborative Storytelling. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opal Song. Garden Gnostic, GG, began pestering ectobiologist, EB, at 2345. GG. Hey, John, I thought you were going to bed early. EB. And she kissed him full on the mouth with lots of EB. Gah! GG. Wah? EB. Damn it, Jade. You and your ninja windows. Pretend you didn't see anything, okay? GG. Were you... GG. Writing when my pester chum window popped up? EB. Jade! Drop it, okay? GG. You were! If you were copy-pasting, it wouldn't be in the middle of a sentence. EB. GG. You were writing about kissing! Ooh! GG. Do you miss Rose that much, or are you making her a present for next year or something? EB. Yes, actually, I'm writing her a joke wizard fic for her birthday. Never too early! GG. GG. A joke. Like, pretending to be serious about it, but making it super silly instead? EB. Yes, exactly! EB. It's harder than I thought. Stupid words. Why won't they line up right? GG. EB. Stop humming. No hums allowed. GG. EB. I call dibs on movie choice next Saturday on account of your law-breaking humming ways. GG. I call dibs on your punishment for being a lying liar, mister, who thought he could fool me with his lies. GG. If you were writing for Rose, there would be no girl kisses. GG. Which is weird, because I'd think Rose wouldn't mind girl kisses herself, but... GG. GG. Well? EB. Okay, fine. I was writing my own thing. GG. John, I didn't mean you weren't allowed to write... GG. Oh, good. I figured. GG. What is it about? Apart from sloppy makeouts. Lol. GG. I got your number, Mr. Romance is stupid, hormones are dumb, let's play a game. Hee. GG. Can I read it? EB. EB. I'd really rather not, Jade. GG. Aw. But I wouldn't laugh. I just thought it was cute that you'd be writing about romance. So sweet. EB. I'm... EB. Not writing romance. GG. But you're writing about kisses. With tongue, even. EB. Jade. GG. John... GG. I will keep pestering you all night if I have to. GG. Show me your story. GG. Come on. I've read, like, all the books. All of them. It would be really fun to read yours. EB. It's not a book. It's just a... EB. Damn it. EB. Okay, fine. I indeed have hormones. Ha 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 ha. And there is an egregious dearth of porn on this ship. So as per a Dave suggestion that he likely never thought I'd take seriously, I'm making my own. Now, can we finally get to pretend this discussion never happened? E.B. Hey, Jade. Still up at this hour? You're going to be tired tomorrow. E.B. Jade? E.B. Are you still there? G.G. OMG! G.G. You're writing porn? E.B. E.B. Yes, actually, porny portastic porn, with a light sprinkling of smut for seasoning. E.B. Only someone interrupted, and now my writing boner is all sad and wilted. E.B. How could you, Jade? How could you? G.G. Ew, John! E.B. Yeah, well, you asked for it. G.G. Still am. E.B. E.B. What? G.G. Asking for it. Your story, I mean. E.B. I repeat. What? E.B. You still want to read it? Seriously? G.G. Yes! Come on! Show me! E.B. But it's... G.G. G.G. Do you think only boys like to look at sexy things? Honestly? E.B. E.B. Oh. G.G. And even if it's not sexy, it will be a little funny. E.B. Ugh. E.B. You're gonna nag me about it all week if I don't, huh? G.G. Hee. E.B. E.B. Don't worry if tomorrow my face has sloughed off my head. It's just the third-degree burns that blush is giving me. Ectobiologist, E.B., sent Gardenostic, G.G., the file, this is stupid, dot doc. G.G., hee hee, if it helps, I'm blushing a bit too. G.G., opening it up now. Hee hee hee. E.B., by the way, I hadn't gotten to any porn yet, so ha, box blocked. G.G., the setting counts a lot for the mood, too. I can imagine the rest. E.B. G.G. Not that I am. In theory I could. I mean, imagination is pretty sexy. E.B. Jade, just... If you're going to read, just read, okay? G.G. I am. G.G. Do you want crit? Because you have some good sentences here. And with a little bit of work, it could be pretty awesome. But there's a lot of typos, and some words could be chosen better. E.B. Gog, Jade. I wrote it one-handed. E.B. Since apparently it's sharing day and all. E.B. Sorry, that was kind of TMI. I mean, not that the whole discussion isn't TMI already, but this was T times 10 MI. G.G. No, it's fine. Wink. G.G. So, any reason you're writing about angels and demons? I didn't know you were into fantasy stuff. E.B. E.B. I'm not. It was just a random idea. I don't know. G.G. No, it's a good idea. There's a lot of sexy things you can do with feathers. He. Gee. The girl angel sounds pretty. But you could make it sound prettier. I mean, like, not butt-length black hair. That's boring. Raven tresses, flowing midnight locks, and then point out how they contrast with her silvered moonlit pinions in a really dramatic way. E.B. E.B. Dave was right. Girls don't process porn with the same part of their brain. G.G. Yeah, with the part that's behind our eyes, not down our pants. G.G. Oh no! The poor demon! Why are his wings missing? E.B. Gosh, I don't know. He has really badass scars, okay? E.B. Also, you know how Dave keeps bitching about how he can't lie on his back anymore and. E.B. E.B. There was a scene I planned later on where he'd be kind of. E.B. Ugh. E.B. Pin down. E.B. So yeah, off with the wings! G.G. Oh! She could take him flying! Later on, I mean. Or, actually, maybe earlier. That would give the story some kind of setup. G.G. I bet he'd really want to fly. E.B. Yeah, I bet he would. G.G. He'd be really sad about not flying. E.B. Yeah. But he wouldn't be sure he could trust the angel, so he'd probably cling really tight. Which, man, his claws, it wouldn't be pretty. G.G. E.B. What? G.G. Flying sex? E.B. Jade? G.G. Aww. E.B. That's, not a bad idea, actually. Wow. G.G. E.B. Stop making yiffy faces. G.G. They're not yiffy faces. G.G. This one would be a yiffy face. Meow. Hee hee hee. E.B. Ugh. G.G. Oh, wow. E.B. What? G.G. Hee. E.B. What? G.G. I didn't know you liked girls on top. E.B. God, it's just the story. It doesn't mean I want a girl to, G.G. To, grab you by the horns and make you. G.G. Wow. Okay, this is a little sexy. G.G. Where is the next page? E.B. Well, gee, I wonder. E.B. It's somewhere between High John Street and I Know You're Awake, Talk to Me Boulevard. G.G. Oh no! It was just getting good. G.G. You have to tell me what happens next. E.B. Oh, gog. G.G. Please! John, please! I won't be able to sleep! G.G. Does she release his horns? He'd be able to bite her if she did, though. G.G. Though that could be a little sexy, I suppose. E.B. No. I kinda thought she'd just keep him pinned down for a bit. Until he stops being all, no, kissing is too nice, and I'm a mighty demon. We can't have good things. Rah, rah. E.B. He'd probably bite her mouth, though. G.G. Ha. I bet she wouldn't like that. Only secretly she would. But still, ow, not that hard. I'm trying to make you feel good, you ungrateful little fuckass. EB. But oh no, it feels too good. Can't have that. Also, I hate your stupid feathers. Stop tickling me, or I'll pluck you bald. Yawn. EB. He's such a failed demon. All talk and no wings, and soon soon for angel chicks. GG. GG. But he totally secretly likes it, right? EB. Well, yeah. I mean, no guy can fake that. She's a very pretty angel. Also, pretty badass. Who doesn't like a badass sexy lady who wants to get all up in your grill for serious? GG. Blech! You sound like Dave! EB. Okay, fine. Also, one who wanted to... EB. Touch his scars. Oh, Gog, I can feel my penis shriveling just saying that. Ugh. GG. Hee. GG. I won't tell anyone, I promise. Hee. GG. No one will know you have been de-penised. EB. Jade, Witch of Boner Kill. GG. Ew, John! GG. Wink? EB. Humph. GG. Okay, what's next? She's holding him by the horns. GG. She guides him back toward the bed, all twisting them back so he has to crane his neck and bare his throat and... GG. He really hates that. And she bites him there as revenge? GG. Also, to make him shut up. EB. Like a mighty demon would shut up for a tiny little nip. GG. Yeah, he probably insults her even harder. GG. So then she, does she push him on the bed just yet? EB. EB. I was actually thinking... EB. If she twisted just right. I mean... It would be like a joint lock in martial arts. She wouldn't have to twist much to... GG. Oh? EB. Get him on his knees. Oh, damn. This sounds so pervy. I swear I don't want anyone to do that to me. GG. I believe you. GG. He'd be quiet for a minute once he's down there, wouldn't he? Kind of really surprised and blushing really hard. EB. Huh. Why not? GG. His rosy lips would be parted in shock as he gazes up on her like she's a goddess and he doesn't deserve her touch. He's stained. GG. And she'd release one of his horns and caress his cheek. GG. And then she'd say, GG. Shh. It's my decision whether I want to stain myself. EB. Blah, rose bis. GG. Ha! And then she'd say, well, since you're down there, and you like keeping your mouth busy. EB. EB. Aw, crap, my can of soda slipped. EB. On the keyboard, I mean. Hee hee, I'm lucky it didn't short out the keys. GG. Yes. Very lucky. Hee. GG. Wink. EB. What? GG. Your turn. I'm not going to write your whole story for you. EB. Oh, damn. Okay. EB. So he's... Oh, damn you! You landed me with the porn! GG. Meow. EB. Okay, fine. So he's on his knees, and she has, like, 3 miles of fluffy skirts. EB. And a corset? Corsets are sexy. GG. Ugh, I hear it's super hard to move in one. It'd be hard to kick ass. Evie. She's an angel. I bet she has powers, so she doesn't have to kick them literally. Anyways, so he takes the bottom of her skirts and lifts them up. EB. His hands are kinda EB. Shaky. EB. Because he really wants it. But it's kinda naughty and he's a stick in the mud. But oh god, he wants it. GG. And she pulls him closer, and she can feel his breath on her through her silken panties. EB. And he. EB. And he kisses her. There. And she says, with your teeth. Take them off with your teeth. And his fangs are really sharp, and he doesn't graze her even a little bit. GG. Oh. GG. Yes. GG. He would never. He is so careful, and his hands are still shaking as he closes his eyes as he works her panties down her creamy thighs. But she says, look at me. GG. And she makes him look at her all the way through as she guides his mouth on her, and he leaves heated, devouring kisses upon her dewy flower. EB. And she rocks against his face. She pushes herself on him. She comes all over him, shaking and moaning. And she's so hard, but she won't let him touch himself. And she says, get on the bed. GG. She says, get on the bed, on your back. But he says, no. But she says, you bared your throat to me. You are mine now. EB. And he says, I can't. I won't. You're alone anyway. You can't make me. GG. And she says, I am never alone. And strong arms embrace the wing-torn demon from behind, and another pair of white wings wrapping him up like a cocoon. Shh, you're safe. You're ours. You're beautiful. EB. EB. Key. GG. And the two angels, their mirror images. One male, one female. They hold him tight and close, and they take him. She takes him deep inside her, so burning, warm, so wet. The male angel takes him, and he is so tight, so full. He, GG, surrenders. I'm yours. He feels so good, safe, loved, used, taken, marked, bitten, taking and taken. Ectobiologist EB is now an idle chum. Gardennostic, GG, is now an idle chum. EB. GG. And afterwards, they spend hours kissing the scars on his back, telling him they'll be his wings. EV. Jade? GG. And now the boy angel doesn't have to watch from the window. As the pretty demon is on his knees for his sister, he can get the demon on his knees for him, too. EB. Jade! GG. Are we still pretending it's not Carcat? Ectobiologist EB blocked Gardennostic GG. GG. You know I still don't see what's so bad about having a crush on another boy. GG. I guess maybe it's the twin thing? GG. I guess it's weird, huh? Sorry, I just. GG. I won't mention it anymore. Gardennostic. GG ceased pestering ectobiologist EB at 0038. Ectobiologist EB unblocked Gardennostic GG. EB. Jade, it's not. Gardennostic GG is offline. EB. I. Ectobiologist EB is now an idle chum. EB. I don't mind the twin thing. EB. I mean, it's not like we were raised together, and if we see it less incesty and more like clone, mirror, two halves of one soul thing. It's EB. Okay, I guess. EB. And we haven't seen Karkat in 2 years anyway, and I didn't have a crush on him back then. How can I have one now? It's just EB. Puberty, I guess. EB. I guess it's easier to write characters that are similar to people you sort of know is all. I'm sure I've seen that in Rose's magazines. Ectobiologist, EB, is now an idle chum. EB. God damn it, I can't get that image of him in between us out of my mind. I honestly hate you, Harley. EB. If I walk crooked tomorrow, it'll be all your fault. EB. Diamonds? Ectobiologist, EB. Ceased pestering, gardenostic, GG, at 1:12. Gardenostic, GG, began pestering ectobiologist, EB, at 7:35. GG. Heart! The end. If you like this work, please leave feedback for both myself and the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. And from there, you can find a link to the author's post as well. Reader's notes, Pester Chumfic is so amazing. I really, really like reading it. But this Pester Chumfic, it's the second sort of instant message fic that I've done. It was easier to do with figuring out sort of what I could show and what I could not show, because Jade and John are pretty open with each other. They're not hiding anything or whatever. Well, John tries at the beginning but fails, so I don't have to hide anything. Yeah, they're pretty open books in that sort of way. But this one introduced a new problem. How to deal with all of Jade's smiley faces. Oh, goodness. So, yeah, I've tried just noises. Thank you for listening.